Filing AP11D. What is it and do I need to think about it? Navigating the complexities of tax reporting can be daunting for any business. Indeed, the intricacies of employee benefits and expenses can prove quite a minefield. The P11D form, of course, plays a critical role in this process. It basically serves as the vehicle to declare the end-of-year expenses and benefits provided to employees. Simultaneously, it facilitates the disclosure of that information to HM Revenue and Customs, HMRC. In doing so, it ensures that companies meet their reporting obligations and correctly assess any additional tax liabilities. So filing AP11D is a crucial part of tax reporting that you will need to get to grips with if running a business. Diligent completion and submission of the P11D form is a statutory requirement for all employers. And, reinforcing the transparency and accuracy of the tax system, it's an integral way to ensure you're paying the right amount of tax on what you give to your employees. Understanding the P11D form. So, what do you need to know about filing AP11D? Well, first things first, you need to understand what the P11D actually is. We always explain it as the annual requirement for employers to report the value of certain benefits and expenses provided to their employees. It basically details any perks or reimbursements that may be subject to tax outside of the standard payroll. The requirement for AP11D-B form. In instances where benefits are dispensed across the workforce, AP11D-B form comes into play. This document encapsulates the total value of benefits afforded to employees and is critical for the accurate calculation of national insurance contributions. National insurance contributions on benefits. Once the totality of taxable benefits has been determined, businesses must remit a Class 1A national insurance contribution at a rate of 13.8% on the collective value. This payment is separate from the regular contributions deducted through payroll and directly correlates with the benefits provided. Exemptions for reimbursed expenses. It's important to distinguish between taxable benefits and reimbursed business expenses. Costs borne by employees that are strictly for business purposes, meeting the wholly, exclusively and necessary criteria, are not reported via the P11D as they do not constitute a benefit. Submission deadline for P11D and P11D-B. The submission of both P11D and P11D-B forms is time-sensitive. They have a statutory deadline of 6 July 2024. Good news though, electronic filing is now the standard. So, the process has been streamlined, ensuring more timely compliance is possible. Expert accounting guidance for P11D compliance. As the deadline for submitting P11D and P11D-B forms to HMRC approaches, it's crucial for employers to ensure accuracy in their reporting of employee benefits and expenses. At this time, the expertise of seasoned accountants, like us, becomes invaluable. As specialists in tax reporting and compliance, we can guide you through the process. So, if you need help discerning the nuances of taxable benefits or advice on exemptions, we can help. It's one of the most certain ways you can help ensure you avoid the unthinkable: overpaying. So, if you have any uncertainty around filing a P11D or P11D-B at all, please do reach out. By partnering with us, you not only guarantee adherence to HMRC regulations but also secure peace of mind knowing that your tax obligations are managed professionally. If you'd like to speak to one of our experts about P11Ds, please call 01243 782 423 or email from our contact page and we will be in touch. We also update our YouTube channel regularly with new content. See here. Lewis Brownlee YouTube channel.